big, black and heavily built with orange eyebrows, and she could hear the growling from here. She plunged her hand into her apron pocket and pulled out the toad. It blinked in the sharp light. "What's up?" Tiffany turned him round to face the things. "What are these?" she said. "Oh, doke. Grimhounds. Bad. Eyes of fire and teeth of razor blades." "What should I do about them?" "Not be here?" "Thank you. You've been very helpful." Tiffany dropped him back into her pocket and pulled her frying pan out of her sack. It wasn't going to be good enough, she knew that. The black dogs were big and their eyes were flames, and when they opened their mouths to snarl, she could see the light glint on steel. She'd never been afraid of dogs, but these dogs weren't from anywhere outside of a nightmare. There were three of them, but they circled so that no matter how she turned, she could only see two at once. She knew it would be the one behind her that attacked first. "Tell me something more about them," she said, turning the other way to the circle so that she could watch all three. "Said to haunt graveyards," said a voice from her apron. "Why is there snow on the ground?" "This has become the Queen's land. It's always winter here. When she puts out her power, it comes here too." But Tiffany could see green some way off, beyond the circle of snow. Think, think. The Queen's country, a magical place where there really were monsters, anything you could dream of in nightmares. Dogs with eyes of flame and teeth of razors, yes. You didn't get them in the real world. They wouldn't work. They were drooling now, red tongues hanging out, enjoying her fear. And part of Tiffany thought, it's amazing their teeth don't rust, and took charge of her legs. She dived between two of the dogs and ran towards the distant green. There was a growl of triumph behind her, and she heard the crunch of paws on snow. The green didn't seem to be getting nearer. She heard yells from the pixies and a snarl that turned into a wail, but there was something behind her as she jumped over the last of the snow and rolled on the warm turf. A grimhound leaped after her. She jerked herself away as it snapped, but it was already in trouble. No eyes of fire, no teeth of razors. Not here, not in the real world, on the home turf. It was blind here and blood was already dripping from its mouth. You shouldn't jump with a mouth full of razors. Tiffany almost felt sorry for it as it whined in pain, but the snow was creeping towards her and she hit the dog with the frying pan. It went down heavily and lay still. There was a fight going on back in the snow. It was flying up like a mist, but she could see two dark shapes in the middle, spinning around and snapping. She banged on the pan and shouted, and a grimhound sprang from the whirling snow and landed in front of her, a feagle hanging from each ear. The snow flowed towards Tiffany. She backed away, watching the advancing, snarling dog. She held the pan like a bat. "Come on," she whispered. "Jump." The eyes flamed at her, and then the dog looked down at the snow and vanished. The snow sank into the ground. The light changed. Tiffany and the wee free men were alone on the downs. Feagles were picking themselves up around her. "Are you fine, mistress?" said Rob Anybody. "Yes," said Tiffany. "It's easy. If you get them off the snow, they're just dogs." "We'd better move on. We lost some of the lads." The excitement drained away. "You mean they're dead?" Tiffany whispered. The sun was shining brightly again. The skylarks were back. And people were dead. "Ach, no," said Rob. "We're the ones who did. Did you not know that?"
Chapter 6 The Shepherdess. "You're dead," said Tiffany. She looked around. Feagles were picking themselves up and grumbling, but no one was going, "Wheely, wheely, wheely," and Rob Anybody wasn't making any sense at all. "Well, if you think you're dead, then what are they?" she went on, pointing to a couple of small bodies. "Oh, they've gone back to the land of the living," said Rob Anybody cheerfully. "It's nigh as good as this one, but they'll bide fine and come back before too long. No sense in grieving." The Akings were not very religious, but Tiffany thought she knew how things ought to go, and they started out with the idea that you were alive and not dead yet. "But you are alive," she said. "Ach, no, mistress," said Rob, helping another pixie to his feet. "We was alive, and we was good boys back in the land of the living. And so, when we died there, we was born into this place."
"You mean, you think, that you sort of died somewhere else and then came here?"
said Tiffany. "You mean this is like heaven?"